It is time for business news with Nona Peltier. And Nona, we are starting on another survey. It's been survey week this week, hasn't it?
It's survey week every week, is it
not?
True. I don't know, it seems to be.
Yeah. All right, fun Friday business. What have you got?
Well, not so much fun today.
Okay, sorry.
No, sorry. The survey that we're going to be talking about is the Consumer Confidence Survey. Yeah. And it's the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Survey. It's closely watched because it just happens to be closely watched. Mm. It was pessimistic, the reading error, 85.4. So anything under 100 indicates pessimism. That was for the month of September. And it was exactly the same in August. So it's in the doldrums, so to speak. But another thing that they found in this latest survey is a net 25% of households think it's a bad time to buy a major appliance. And that's one of the key indicators there for how the economy is tracking. And it's bad news for retailers, because if you're not going to be spending money on a major appliance or what have you, this is going to be, it has a trickle-down effect. It means that consumers are feeling the pressure and are a little bit concerned about their future. Although, saying that, They are very optimistic about the labor market and wage growth. So, you know, it's mixed signals, but we've been seeing a lot of that lately.
And, well, surprise, surprise, a naughty insurer, AIA, fined $700,000, which is a drop in the bucket, really, isn't it? But
no.
For market misconduct. Tell us more.
Well, okay, so it is market misconduct, but it was self-reported. So the insurer found the mistakes themselves. Mm-hmm. They dated back some years back to 2014, and related to incorrect information, mistakes that they were making in their system. But these mistakes basically disadvantaged a number of their customers, 383 to be exact, and some of them ended up with claims that were unpaid, cover that they didn't end up having, inflation adjustment to claim, to policies that were unfair. Basically, it was just a poor and shoddy treatment of consumers. And the Financial Markets Authority decided to take them to task, even though it was self-declared, and even though they fixed all these errors and so on. The FMA thought it was worthwhile to take them to court. And they were fined $700,000 for making false and misleading representations to customers. And so what the FMA wants the rest of the industry to take from this is that they are serious about taking prosecutions. They're going to see themselves being fined. And of course, this isn't good publicity for an organization the size of AIA.
Yeah. The markets, please.
Right. Well,
okay.
On that happy
This was supposed to be fun Friday business.
I'm so sorry to say that our index, it closed down. This is the top 50 index. It closed down 1.2%. So that's not a very good finish. And actually, it's, I think, pretty much in line with what we've seen in Asia, which is pretty much the worst month we've seen for a long time since the onset of COVID, according to some of this report here. Now, so we were down 1.2%. It was a 134-point drop to 11,066. The New Zealand dollar, as well as the Australian, slipped against the big dollar again. Again, this is their worst monthly performance since April. The dollar is trading at 57.1 U.S. cents, 88.1 Australian, 51.5 British pence. Not a great week.
No. A battling
week. But next week, another week.
There's always next week, isn't there? Hey, have a great weekend. Any plans? Staying dry.
Well, I've got an umbrella for that.
There you go. Yeah, good thinking. You'll need one. Hey, thanks, Nona Peltier there with our business news.